Hi, this is Benton Park Radio.
It's Creative Tea. Woo-hoo! We're broadcasting live into the K Stage One Hall.
I'm Lewis.
I'm Abigail.
And I'm Lucy.
So put away your math book.
Put away your English books.
Get out the felt-tip pens.
Get out those paints.
Start making.
Start doing, because it's Creativity Fortnight.
It's our favourite 2 weeks of the year.
Maybe a creature or even a member of staff. But this week it's a little different. We're not going to be the ones doing it. We've got some very special guests. These guys are radio legends, and they've hot-footed it all the way down from their breakfast show that only finished at 10 o'clock. It's the one and only Steve and Karen from Metro Radio.
Hello. Hey, thanks for inviting us in on your show, guys. We're very impressed with the setup. I mean, this is better than all the equipment that we use, Karen.
Yes, Steve's very excited because he's getting to press your buttons, but we're a bit nervous in case we press the wrong button, so be gentle with
us. Yes, if anything goes wrong, it's not my fault, it's your fault, Karen, all right?
Am I getting the blame today?
You're getting the blame today, yeah.
Right then, it's time for the feature about a teacher, Woo-hoo! Or maybe a creature, or whatever it was he said. Right, what we're going to do is we're going to tell you some bits and bobs about one of your teachers. This will either be Mrs. Powley, Miss Hagman, or Mrs. Eden, and it's your job to work out which teacher we're talking about.
Okay, so here is your first clue. Being made toilet monitor was this person's proudest moment at school. It was a prized position, which meant you didn't have to go outside at break time. Plus, you had the power to stop people going to the toilet.
Wow.
You can't do that. This person still has the badge somewhere, which actually says, Toilet Monitor.
Okay, clue number two. This teacher's funniest moment at school was in a school production of Hansel and Gretel. Instead of the line they should have said, which was set the children free, for some reason, which to this day they can't explain, this teacher shouted, Set the children on fire! Everyone, the whole cast and the audience fell about laughing, and people still remind this teacher about it to this day.
Oh dear, and here is your final clue. Now remember, which teacher are we talking about here? Is it Mrs. Powley? Is it Miss Hagerman? Or is it Mrs. Eaton? This person at primary school broke a teacher's nose when the rounder's bat flew out of their hands.
Outrageous.
That's terrible.
Who do you think it is then? When you've got your guests together, ring us in the studio on 120.
Oh.
Good morning, this is Benton Park Radio. We are Steve and Karen from Metro Radio. I have to say, Karen, I'm enjoying the music here more than the stuff that we play on the show.
You like the buttons better, you like the music better. Maybe we could just ask if we could just work here from now on.
Yeah, can we work here, guys?
No.
Do you fancy doing a swap?
This is all right, okay.
Oh, well, nice try. Okay, then, you were trying to guess which teacher we were giving you little bits and pieces of information about then. You rang up and you guessed Mrs. Eaton. Well, that was the wrong answer.
Oh, no, I can't believe you didn't get it. The right answer was Mrs. Powley. Mrs. Powley was the toilet monitor. She was the one who said, set the children on fire instead of set the children free. And she was the teacher who broke another teacher's nose when the rounder's bat flew out of her hand.
She sounds like trouble.
She does. She
okay,
does.
Then. Let's see if you do any better at this one. This time, Steve is going to pretend to be a teacher, and I'm going to pretend to be a teacher. But which teachers are we? One of us will be Miss Mulholland. One of us will be Mr. Flood.
Okay, so let's start. I'm going to start. Which teacher am I? Am I Miss Mulholland or am I Mr. Flood? When I first moved schools, I pretended to be a county squash champion. And there was a really annoying boy who used to show off at how well he could play squash. Then, when I went to a PE squash lesson at the local club, they were really excited to meet me and shook my hand. They had arranged matches for me to play. It was really embarrassing when I had to come clean and confess. This person, whether it be Mr. Flood or Miss Mulholland, said that their first memory of school was eating lumpy custard at dinner time. They hate it now. And this particular teacher's naughtiest moment at school, well, they had really neat handwriting, so they used to write notes for their friends to Miss PE.
Outrageous. Right, which teacher is that and which teacher am I? My most embarrassing moment at school was getting dressed in the dark and I was tired. And only when I got to school did I realise I was wearing one brown shoe and one black one. So I had to cake both of them in muck in the hope that no one would notice. But they did notice and I just looked like a scruffy idiot. My funniest moment at school was my brother tearing his trousers. The school had no extra spare trousers, so my brother had to wear his Batman tights for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, lovely.
And also, some of the naughty things I did at school were switching classes with my twin and putting pins on the teachers' chairs. Which teacher am I then? Am I Miss Mulholland or am I Mr. Flood? Again, get on the phone, ring us in the studio on number 120.
Okay, let's play another tune then on Benton Park Radio. Wish me luck. Which one do I press here? Is it this one? Let's go for it. Thank you. I'm exhausted after listening to that. Up and down the stairs.
Oh. It's all that crazy dancing you were doing, Steve.
It is, yeah. This is Benton Park Radio with Steve and Karen, your special guests today. Now, just before there, you were trying to figure out which one of the teachers I was and which one of the teachers Karen was. Was I Miss Mulholland or was I Mr. Flood? Who was who?
Well, you guessed that Steve was Miss Mulholland and that I was Mr. Flood, and that's exactly right.
I can't believe Miss Mulholland had really neat handwriting, so she used to write notes for her friends to Miss PA. That's really naughty.
I can't believe Mr. Flood put pins on the teachers' chairs. That's just giving people ideas. That is Mr. Flood. Very naughty.
Yes, very naughty.
And Karen, that was some brilliant info on the teachers there.
I know, who knew we had such a troublesome group of staff.
Okay, so I think everyone in the hall is going to be eager to know some stuff about your school life. So if you don't mind me asking, what was your funniest and most embarrassing moment from school?
Well, I can remember one morning when I was very, very tired and I was half asleep getting ready for school and I was putting my school uniform on. And I'd put my school shirt on, I'd put my school tie on, and I'd put my school cardi on, and I got to school, and I looked down at my front, and I realised I'd left my Tweety Pie nightie on under my shirt, and you could see it through the shirt, and everyone was pointing and laughing, and I was very embarrassed.
Didn't you do that last week as well?
I do it all the time, don't I? Yeah.
I was a little bit of... I used to always play the fool when I was at school, and one thing that I did once was hide underneath the teacher's desk when she left the school classroom. And when she came back in, she was like, where's Steve gone? Where is he? Anyway, she came to sit down, and I jumped out from under the desk. Surprise! I got wrong. Don't try this at home, kids.
Or at school.
I don't mind who goes first, but what was your most proudest moment at school?
Ooh, that's a good question. Proudest moment at school. It was probably, I really loved reading and I still do. And we had a book club at school where we would write down the books that we'd read over the school holidays. And I had the record for the most books read in the 6 weeks holidays. And I thought that was a pretty proud moment.
My proudest moment at school was finishing 146th out of the entire school cross country. No. My proudest moment, I used to love doing cartoons and animation. And I made this cartoon, and I got to show it to the whole school in assembly, and that was my proudest moment. I was pleased about that.
Mm. Okay, Steve, you can go first this time.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think school is so important in life, and what do you think you gained from your life at school?
School is really, really important, and I know your mums and dads will probably say it's the best time of your life. Really, it is. Look where I ended up. Because I didn't do very well at school, I ended up working with Karen on the radio.
Thanks and you, very much.
You don't want that, do you? So stick in at school, everyone.
I think school is really important because it prepares you for working life. It gives you a routine because you've got to get up and you've got to get to school every day at the same time. It teaches about teamwork because you're working with your classmates. You guys are working with each other here doing the radio. So that's exactly the same as work and real life. So you're learning it all. It's giving you the basis and the foundation to go on from. And like Steve says, it's the most fun you'll ever have.
Definitely.
So enjoy it.
Okay, so that was a great show.
Steve and Karen are now on the way down to the Key Stage 1 hall.
Oh my god, celebrities on our carpet.
I know, I'm so excited. I think you'll all be very excited.
And should be getting in the hall around about
now. Okay, so this is Benton Park Radio signing out.
Enjoy Steve and Karen.
Bye.
Toodles.
Bye.